is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the Psychic Love Doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, hello. Thank you. Welcome to Psychic Love Doctor Show. And I will be your Psychic Love Doctor. Many of you are regulars with us, so you pretty much know the drill, how we're going to do this, what we're going to do. But for those of you that might be joining us for the first time, I would like to make sure you are aware that we're using only an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I am right now holding up to those who are watching us live stream on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you'd like to go there and see us in action, that would be the place to be. I want to make this distinction because often people will get confused and think, oh, she's doing tarot readings. No, these are not tarot readings. I love them. I think it's a beautiful philosophy. However, I have not been able to master the tarot. These aren't oracle cards either, but you will be getting one oracle card at the completion of your reading.
Indeed.
And Jimbo will tell you about that in a little bit. Also want to make sure everyone is aware that I will need a moment or two in the preparation of your reading because I use a full 24 card layout rather than merely, you know, rifling off a couple of cards, 2, 3, 4, whatever is comfortable for other readers. I really want to see the whole enchilada, okay? I want to see what's going on in your life emotionally, you know, mentally, spiritually. So this way I'm able to get a peek at the entire structure of your life as I am going about answering your questions. So I want to make that clear to all of you before I turn you over to, ta-da, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. This show is for informational and educational purposes only. And another important reminder, I think it's more important, is if you're international, let us know if you're a caller or if you're a Facebooker. Let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs, and I don't see any yet, but they will come. Book them. They will come. But we'll give it to you. You don't have to do it right at this moment. Anytime you show up, we'll find a little break and give you a little international shout-out. So you got to tell us where you're from, though, when you show up. We'll say your name. We'll say where you are, and that will bring you happiness. 646-595-4274, that's the number to call in. Call in to get your free reading when you call in, and there's several of you folks listening already. When you do call in, you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. You don't hear a show, something went wrong, hang up, call back. This thing that happened in the computer, cell phone world that we live in. So get disconnected, same thing, call back.
Yeah.
That is the moral to this story here. Facebookers, well, you know how it is. This is primarily a call-in show. If strange, crazy stuff happens and electronics do their thing and there's no callers, we would turn to you, of course, but no promises can be made. You know how that goes. Also, the harps, when your reading is over, and how will you know when your reading's over? Because you'll hear the harps. That's your free reading's over. Got to move on. A lot of callers already stacked up already, and the show just started.
Jump on in.
Yes, yeah. And before you go, though, I'm going to give you a Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. So, very good card. That's our official Monday cards, and we do it usually one other day a week too, but you know.
Right. I think we've have we covered everything? Have we covered it?
I believe so.
Then let's go to first caller is 203. I see it in Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Let's get this party started. Hello there, Connecticut. What's your first name, please?
Hello, it's
Hello. Pat and Chance. How are you?
Good. Nice that you're doing a show on the holiday. Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you for that. And we do honor all of our families. We're going to honor the families that have really made the ultimate sacrifice. Veterans Day is in November. That's when we honor those who are
have served. No, that's military. Yeah. There's a military day for active veterans for X.
But we need to remember this is those.
For the fallen, victorious dead.
So thank you for bringing that up, Pat.
Yes, and we do fun things because that's what they would want. That's why they fought and died for these wars, so that we'd have the freedom to do these fun things. Like
and they like having a good time, too.
Yeah, they'd be barbecuing if they were here, too. So, yep. All right, go ahead, Pat.
So I hardly ever get to call on Monday, so I had to do it. Do you want to do, you know what, I'll ask about Chance. If not a medical question, I'll ask. I'd like to know how he's doing, and if the supplements I'm giving him are causing trouble. I'm trying to figure out which one.
That's the hardest part, even with people, let alone animals, is when you take a bunch of supplements, trying to pick that one out. You know,
well, what is he doing? What are you seeing?
You said trouble.
Well, I started new supplements, and one, I have a feeling it might be the golden paste, turmeric. He got sick to his stomach twice. He really doesn't do that. And then he peed one of those days in the apartment, which was unusual, too. Oh, and I've stopped them.
So we're going to pee.
Let her finish. I'm sorry. I interrupted. Go ahead.
That's okay. I started a couple for him, and I'm just trying to – I really think it is the supplements. If you don't want to answer that, just can you tell me what is his state right now? How is he doing?
I should kind of take a look at that all big picture and see what the cards will say, right? But, yeah, I mean, I take turmeric every day.
You do?
I do, yeah, I do too. Yeah, it's good for people. I do. Yeah, I take like two of them every day.
It's just not very tasty.
Well, it's, you know. Well, that's, you know, see, my health is important, but if it doesn't taste good, screw my health. Well, you suck it up, buttercup, you know, pinch your nose.
Does it upset your stomach, Jimbo?
It does not upset my stomach, but I think that is like a spice, basically, you know, in the broad sense of the word. And I think some people, it does actually upset their stomachs, I believe. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I have an iron stomach. It takes a lot to upset my stomach. It's cast iron. So go ahead, Deb.
Well, I'm not seeing that he's necessarily being affected by the supplements at all.
Okay.
By the way, he does feel terrible that he pee-peed in the house.
Yeah, they don't mean to do that.
Yeah.
You know what? I always try to never make a big deal and just thank him for doing it where he did it. You know, thank you for telling me that. I don't want him to feel bad ever.
Also, you might want to consider, just from our own past experience, he may need to go on that. What is that? That special dog food used for urinary disturbances.
Well, you have to get.
Yeah, it's a prescriptive. Yeah,
it's a prescription dog food. You have to get that from.
Right.
If there's urinary issues and that requires testing and you have to pay for that, you know.
So hopefully he won't continue, but if it does, that's been a sign.
Sure, it's a one-time pee thing. That doesn't necessarily mean.
Okay.
Right. She knows that too.
Yeah.
She's a dog expert.
So all in all, he's looking pretty good to me.
Good.
Pretty good. And, he adores you, let me tell you.
Imagine our baby's adoring us.
Highest love card in the deck.
Of course.
Towards his mama, yeah.
International shout out to Terry Sue in the UK. All right, back to Pat.
All right, so things are looking good here. Has that man spoken to you yet about working with him?
No. No, I haven't. I'll talk to him. Not push anything. I'll probably see him soon enough regarding my car, or I'm going to be buying a car from him, so I'll be in touch with him.
I see that he's going to bring the subject up again with you and definitely want to pursue that. So I remember telling you, Pat, some time ago that by the summer you were going to be on an upswing financially. And
yes.
I really think this is going to be very good for you.
Yeah,
I really
do.
Yeah.
You're right, Deborah. You even said someone was going to come in. I think you said a guy. I don't know if you said a guy, but you said more work was coming. I actually was looking up restaurants yesterday. I was thinking of sort of bringing all the guys over some ribs or something someday. So, good people.
I don't think any men over there would turn that down.
Or pizza. You can never usually go wrong with pizza either.
Pizza, too. You're
pizza,
right.
Sometimes pizza is the easiest one when you worry about what they like and what they don't like. And a lot of times mechanics with hands, you can kind of work with a pizza, you know, even if your hands are a little dirty. Yeah.
I think they prefer soul food.
Oh, soul food.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of pizza. That's the first thing I'd choose, Jimbo, but I think...
Yeah,
if
you want to make a mark and you know that they would prefer something different than off.
Definitely go in that direction.
Yeah.
But
all right, guys.
You are going to be, and I got to say it as my final word to you, you are going to be like a mother hen to these guys.
Okay.
And personally, when I've worn that hat, I have felt honored to be a mother hen to a crew of guys.
That's nice, Deborah. It's a nice way of looking at it.
Really, really all quick, right. I have your Archangel Michael angel card reading, and his subject is, you are protected. You are safe within my bubble of light. You can proceed with confidence.
Very good.
Well, that's Michael.
That's
so Michael offers you protection there.
That's neat. The word bubble has come up 3 times in a day and a half, so thank you so much for that.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yep. And I have not been praying enough, so thank you for the reminder. Love you guys. You guys have a good night.
Hugs to Champ.
Yeah, glad you were the first caller. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Glad.
He's alert and listening. He loves you guys.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he is a
good boy.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
Yes. Let's keep on in. Let's go right on to 630 in Illinois. 630, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who are we?
Hello.
Hi, and you are?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Are you new to the show? Or have we spoken before?
I believe so.
She believes
she's
new.
Well, then
new you must be. All right, well, welcome.
Yes. So, since you are new, we would love for you to give us a little bit of information, some details about you, about your situation. Since I haven't given a reading to you before, I need to start to create it's an intuitive/spiritual bond with you.
Right. See, the first caller that you probably listened to, you could probably tell we didn't have to get much info from her because she's a regular. So I already know a lot of the stuff going on, a lot of the details about her, but being a new caller, especially geared toward your questions that you were going to ask, a lot of background info will help that out a lot because Deb's got nothing to work with right now.
Yes.
Because you're new.
Yeah.
But this is your first time, so you will not be new again.
Well, my question is pretty simple. It's pretty simple,
okay.
I think. So I just was upset. I went to a doctor the other day and I've been seeing them just once a year, you know, a specialist. And it's just kind of I was attacked during, verbally. I just felt she was really pressuring me to go off this medicine. And I'm not going to go into detail what it is, but, there's a lot involved in it. And I just can't make a decision like that. I felt like she got really upset with me and just, she'd mentioned it before, but now it's near a time where I could go off of it in a year. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to, and it might be better for me to stay in it. I've got to find out, I think, by getting consults, going to someone else, and
very
I feel like
always.
Yeah, and I also felt like she wouldn't help me. Like next year, I'm on Medicare, and the drug is really expensive. But any way around it, even if I go off of it, I'd have like 6 months on it where I'd need assistance. Like, you know,
yeah.
And I would get it by prescription, by them filling out a form for me, you know, the doctor form. Like, why do you think she did that? I guess that's
my
question.
Well, I'm
going
to look at
like,
that for you. I will look at that for you. But I'd like to mention that I've been on Medicare for 6 months now, at least. And when it comes to the drug, some of mine are up there too. But I'll tell you what, between Medicare, your pharmacist, and I use, what's the name of that?
GoodRx.
GoodRx.
Yeah.
Boy, tell you, they're basically all about, they're going to run very low, and then there's one that I pay that's like $35. But it's for
It's nothing like that. But mine is very different. It's very, very expensive. So I don't want to go into it, but it is. And
and
there's 6 months on it where I'll have to do it, and then I could maybe go off. But I feel like I need consults. But I wonder, like, why she – I mean, she really feels, I think, that I should be off of this, but in another 6 months, but there are other conditions where I feel like that's not the answer, really. I'm not sure about that at all. I could have, like, a stroke or different things could happen to me, you know what I mean?
Well, real quick, we want to throw out there, especially since you're a new caller, that we have some disclaimers that when they're professional, legal, or really specialized questions like this, this is just a look from the cards. This is not sound medical advice.
Yeah,
you can,
right.
You know,
No.
Well,
I understand.
But, you know how naive some people are. We just got to throw that out there. We've got some listeners out there where I think, oh, well, hell, I'll do this and do that and do that because Deb said she's the
psychic. But I wonder, if you sense why she did that like that.
Sure.
I mean, I guess she just doesn't want me as a patient anymore, but,
Oh. It's not that at all.
Stand by.
She's worried about you on a far more personal level than that. It's in her opinion, she feels like it can be detrimental for you to be on that particular medication for too long. And she's caring for you. Okay, I have a female doctor who will get after me a little bit too, where a person that might not already know her style would think, wow, she's really brusque with people.
You know, a lot of doctors that you see as your regular general type doctor, not a specialist, they are trying to look out for you, and they're going to get on you a little bit like a parent.
Yeah, so that's all it is, seriously.
But,
and,
I feel like she definitely wants me to get off of it, but, you know, eventually not for, it would be like a year and 3 months still on it that I need it. But I feel like she might not even do, like, this paperwork I need next fall or, you know, not only that, because it will save me a lot of money, which is important. It's, like, a couple thousand dollars that I'd save. But, I mean, you know, I'm like, don't work. I mean, I'm retired, but I'm not on Social Security yet. So, like, I live on a small pension. And also, I feel like I should get speak to another doctor about this because it is serious thing. So
I think it's never a bad decision.
No, absolutely not. No, especially if you even have a tiny little bit of that thought, that means you should do it.
It's a good idea to get a second perspective.
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Get a fresh set of eyes, you know, and that type of stuff. I think for any medical thing, that is always okay to do. And no doctor should ever make you feel like it's not okay to do that.
Well, no, I didn't tell her anything, but I think I'm going to do that. And then,
yeah, I know that you haven't really.
Do you think I'll have a problem, though, if I, you know, see her the one time next year for her to do that paperwork for me?
I really don't know.
There's no way that even if a doctor feels a certain thing about medication, she's not going to, like, go out of her way to not do paperwork to try to get you to not do something. That would be, I would be criminal practice. That would be very
hard. It would just be to say, it would be to save me a lot of money. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, but she should, for her not to do that to save you money is almost criminal.
Well, we've had another lady that
called us. It's definitely unethical.
She called us for quite some time, and when it came to her doctor giving her written, written approval or whatever sort of information she needed. Yeah. The doctor was right there, happy to hand it over to her.
So I guess I can then see if I talk to someone else, and I can then make a decision based upon various factors for myself. But I'm not going to tell her, but I'm going to get another consult. And then I asked her for a test, which I always have to get before I see her. It's just a lab test. She forgot to put it in, and she didn't even answer me. I wrote her an email 2 days ago.
Well,
I said to put in the system, but I think, I don't know. I also told her I wanted some other tests. I think she might be a little mad at me, like right now, like, you know, she's trying to get me off of this. And so I think she's just not going to, like, respond right now.
Yeah.
She has no right to do that.
Sounds just like absent-mindedness. And we've had to, you know, kind of...
Well, a lot of these doctors, it's like airlines overbook flights. A lot of these doctors take on a lot of clients, really, than maybe more than they should.
Well, I'm not going to ask again because I don't even need it before I see her in a year. So I'm going to get this second thing, but you didn't think... I thought she was, like, being mean to me, but I guess she's trying to be harsh.
Not
what you're saying, because she really believes, you know, that for my thing that I'm best to be off of it, like most people are after a certain amount of time. But I don't know. There's other things like involved with it. So, you know, other conditions. So I'm going to just have to like get the second opinion and then decide over time. I have time to decide. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep, we do. We have to move on. But before we move on to the next caller. We are going to give, no, it's okay. We're going to give you your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. It's a single card before we move on to the next caller from Archangel Michael himself. Subject is, it's almost over. Your current challenges will soon be resolved, and you will be able to look to the future with a smile.
Nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's very nice.
So are you guys always on Monday night?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
Same channel, same bat time.
Yeah. So call us again, Lisa.
Yeah, and you were wise to be early. That was good. That was very wise of you.
Thank you so much, and I hope you have a pleasant
day. All you folks make the show, and we appreciate it, and we hope to talk to you again. And good luck to you.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We're on a roll, so we shall not stop that roll. 914. That is in New York, 914. You're the next caller. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. What is your first name, please?
Julie.
I'm sorry?
Hold on. Sorry, I have the phone. Julie.
All right. Are you here with us?
Yes. Yes, I think she is.
I don't know about actually. I think she's juggling.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay.
And your first name is please.
Sorry, go on.
What's your first name, please?
Julie.
Julie?
Yes.
Yay, that's a cool name.
Julie, I don't know how to spell that. Is it with a J? J-I-L-L-Y, like jelly except with an I?
Yep.
Oh, so it's Jill E. I got it. Roger that. I'm not always the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm okay now. I'm all good.
Okay.
Sorry, but sometimes my brain slips out of gear.
What brings you to the show, Julie?
Well, I just wanted to listen to it, but I figured I would just pop the number one in case I came up, and here I came up.
Great.
You said you went to a hypnotist? Is that what you said?
Or
I'm just hearing things. Maybe I need to, I don't know. Smack myself.
Well,
right.
You need a hypnotist.
you're right. I might need a hypnotist. Yeah, that's right. Go to a bar and have a hypnotist bartender.
All right, Julie, the
floor is yours. What would you like to know? Ask the cards.
Well, I don't really have a specific question. So what's the reader's name today?
Well, see, now, she's you're definitely very new. Deborah is the psychic love doctor, and she's always the reader here on this show.
Okay. Well, Deborah, anything that you pick up from me is fine. I'm not going to ask a question if you can just – I do it that way, if that's okay.
Well, here's the deal.
Go ahead, Jim.
You listened to a couple of the previous callers, correct?
Yeah, I could barely hear it.
That's too bad, because the deal, this is not like the gypsy crystal ball thing where you just roll in. If you have a question, if you want a general question, you have to give some kind of background on your life, maybe some things that are concerns right now or worries.
Okay. I want to buy a house or get a share in Fire Island, and I'm wondering, should I buy or should I do a share, or is it just going to be too much hassle?
She wants to buy or get a share in some real estate.
Yes, in what area?
It's Fire Island, New York.
Fire Island, New York.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a very good specific question. That's awesome. So you're weighing two options, and you're wondering what the cards will say on which option would be the best, correct?
Right, or maybe I should just not bother at all.
Or that. All right, well, there you go. See, now that was a good job with the background stuff, so there you go. I am unfamiliar with Fire Island. What is the appeal here? Is this some upcoming place, or is this a well-established, hot
It's like a New Yorker place. Like, New Yorkers go to the Hamptons and Fire Island. People from Jersey go to the Jersey Shore. Like that.
Oh, so this would not be a slum, that's for sure.
Are you kidding me? Just to get out there, the water taxi is $60.
Yeah, the reason I said that is because I heard you said the Hamptons. I'm like, oh, as soon as she equated it with the Hamptons, I know that what that means. Cha-ching.
Nobody gets to go on vacation for free, you know.
Well, yeah, and we know that in New York, if you go to the finer places, stand by with your wallet.
Wow, this is interesting. Go ahead.
No, that's anywhere, too, not just New York. You're going to go someplace nice, you're going to pay for it.
But also, I'd like to tell you that what I see is from your choice, you're going to end up putting more money back in your pocket through the real estate. What do you call that? When it gains more value, through increased value, I guess you could say. And
for investment, so you know, when the property value goes up, you're going to make money off that.
And I'm not seeing that. Go ahead.
It's a vacation rental, so I can Airbnb it, like the other portions of the house I'm not using either.
Ooh, that's
And I'm seeing this as a golden ticket for you in lots of ways. It's going to be bigger than you can imagine for you in terms of investment. Where I'm seeing going with a share, I just don't see that kind of return for you. It looks like more outgoing than incoming.
Okay.
International shout out to Rachel from Australia. All right, back to the reading.
Yes. So I really think that if you play your cards right, no pun intended, but if you play your cards right, I really think that you are going to have a real money maker on your hands.
So is there anything I should look out for, like as far as like picking one better house over the other, stuff like that?
Oh, that's good. I would say be careful of the representation. If you're going with a realtor, make sure this is a reputable one. Some of these fast talkers, you know what I mean? And you're dealing with high test property here, they're going to be talking out of both sides of their mouth. So I see
they speak with forked tongue.
That's it. I think, well, for one thing, if you go to pick one out, you can always come back here and we'll take a look at this guy or gal and see what you got. If this is somebody looking to line their own pockets, or if they're going to help you line your own.
Yeah, you can become a regular. We do this show every Monday on News for the Soul. Same bat channel,
well,
same bat.
You can tell me the cards because I read cards too. So, like, what is the prominent card?
Well, tell me what kind of cards you read.
Well, like, if somebody has a question, I just do a three card usually for past, current, and future, and then I take the intuition from there. So that's basically how I do it.
Are you using an ordinary playing card deck?
No, I use the Rider-Waite.
I love that type of tarot cards, the Rider-Waite. my favorite. If I'm getting a reading, that's what I want them to use.
Deb is using a standard poker deck of cards. It's a totally different method. It's the standard 52 cards, you know, all the suits and everything. Like, you could, she can go play poker with us after the show if she wanted. So,
if you want to, or, you know,
it literally is a standard.
Cards read like cards too, because you have 0 through 10, so you can read, you could do a numerological, you know, intuitive thing. And then when the face cards come up, those are the major arcana, so it kind of does translate.
Well, the ordinary playing card deck did originate from a tarot deck that was, they were designed, get this, in China to be used as a play toy for the concubines of the emperor. So they
It does have roots in royalty because from what I heard about tarot, and I don't know if I'm right or not, I heard it's from the royal courts of Europe, and I don't really remember how it connects, but it does connect.
It's just got such a hazy background in terms of history. They say it came from here, it's from there. But
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Well, they were also saying the word tarot means nothing. Like, I was listening to a podcast, and somebody said, where does the word tarot come from? And they said, well, it means absolutely nothing, and where it came from in the cards, they just made the name up. That's what I heard, how that name came about.
Well, honestly, I can't respond to that because I have only studied this method, which is called personal prophecy, that my grandmother taught me. I can't tell you about the history of the word tarot. It had to come somewhere. But,
It doesn't matter. If they work, you know, because anytime I do a reading for somebody, I'm like spot on. And I use numerology, I use astrology, I use intuition. I use the vibe I get from the card. I also know the meanings of each card, más o menos, you know, more or less, you know. Like, there's one card that I never can really figure out. It's that Hierophant. Do you know what that means, like, on an esoteric level?
I have a number of tarot card readers that are on the Facebook show page that we are live streaming on, and I'm not sure if they'll answer quickly enough.
Okay.
But we'll see what they come up with. But I hope you call us again. Now, one thing, before we go to your angel card, I want to tell you something about this venture, and it probably will be an adventure.
Quite often, a venture can be an adventure, which you really don't want, typically.
If you rent the property out, be a ironclad landlord. Make sure that you have a super good contract. Make sure it covers, because I'm seeing here that you could become angry with the way people would come in there and mistreat your property.
You mean people leasing property would mistreat it? That happens out there in this world that we live in, really?
So make sure make sure you vet them all and make sure they're worthy of being in your property.
That's right. Tell them you got Mafia Realty Company. If they do anything wrong, they're like,
The Mafia Realty Company. That's a good name. I'll be like, oh, I'm one of the workers of the Mafia Realty Company.
Right. You better pay up on time or else.
You swim
that's
with
right.
the fishes.
That's right. You get the concrete loafers. You know. All right. Here we go.
Can I ask you something really, really quick? There was a guy who came in since you're a love psychic. There was a guy who blew into my life about a month ago. He's just so, he was like really fun at first and, you know, breath of fresh air kind of thing. And then he's gotten a little, you know, ooky. And I'm just like, where's the ookiness coming from, you know?
Do you mean you're starting to feel a little creepy around him?
Not creepy. It's just he's just always trying to start fights with me over nothing.
Start fights with you over nothing?
No, it doesn't sound like a fun friend to have.
Yeah, it sounds like a jackwad.
He is a jackwad. I'm just wondering, what's his motivation? He won't go away, and I'm just like, why, what's your problem? He's really attracted to me.
I saw this man in your cart.
Okay.
And my feeling is he's very controlling. He wants to be in charge always. And he wants to tell you how to think. So best you maybe tell him to shuffle off to Buffalo.
Yeah, you can just say I'm all... You know what? You can just say, yeah, you can say I'm all through playing with you now. All right? You go away now.
He won't shuffle off. He won't go away. He's like a boomerang.
Well, you know what? You know how you stop a boomerang? You break them in half. They don't work anymore when you break a boomerang in half.
You're hilarious, Lisa. I'm glad you called
her. You might have to be not very nice to some people.
It doesn't work. It's almost like that movie, What About Bob? You can't make Bob go away. He kept coming after the psychiatrist.
I hated Bob so much in that movie. I wanted to kill Bob myself, that movie. Yes, I was like, if I was there, I would help Richard Dreyfuss kill Bob. I would do it.
I think all right, because we all have had that person in our life.
Yeah, and what was the other one? The cable guy. Yeah, all those guys. All right, real quick, we got to move on, but I have Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading for you. One single card before we go.
Okay.
Subject is be honest with yourself. All your feelings, even the difficult ones, have a message for you. Accept your truth, then let Source, capital S, Source, take it from there.
Good one.
And I just read these. I'm not the spiritual card person. I'm just a sidekick piece of crap here. So, you know, that's all I did.
I asked what everybody's name was. And because like my friend has a podcast and he always has different people on Friday night. So I didn't know if it was like a different people.
We kind of figured that. But when you said that, there'd be probably has guest readers is what I'm guessing probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time, the time. Hey, do any of you guys have a question? I'll do it, and I'll send it to you inbox.
Oh.
Right now, we got to move on.
Let us think about that. You call us again.
Just call back again. That's all. Just don't be a stranger.
I don't have to call it back in. At the end of the show, just throw the question out, and I'll do it, and I'll send it back.
We don't keep people's phone numbers and whatnot. That's just the way we operate, so we don't know anything about this week.
Well, I just figured there was an inbox with the whatever it's called, blog talk.
On the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook.
If you do Facebook, go to that.
Or... you can go to my website, which is psychiclovedoctor.com.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Psychic Love Doctor. All right. Well, if you remember, throw a question out, and I'll do it for you, for Deborah.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling us.
Tit for tat.
Bye. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Adios. All right.
Wow. That lady's got... charisma and energy.
I had to get rid of some bad
people. Yeah, they're
people
still
in
on
here. No, they're not. I got rid of them.
Oh.
They have been taken care of. They have been disposed of. All right. We're on a roll. We should not stop the train while it's on the tracks. 347. New York again. 347.
Oh, boy.
Next
Yay.
Caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello, 347. Hello, 347.
Come on back. 347.
We don't know. You know how it is. Cell phone word disconnect. They could put themselves on mute. Oh, I can. You know how it is when you've been on hold forever. Oh, I can just go to the bathroom real quick. Then sure as Murphy's Law says, there you go.
Or put the dog out.
That happened to me one time many years ago.
Really?
I was on hold for like 3 hours. And I had it on speakerphone, and somebody said, hello, hello, and I didn't get there within 10 seconds, and they hung up. Boy, when I called back, I lit them up when I finally got through about that.
All right.
Let's move on then. 347 doesn't seem to be with us. Let's move on to mystery. All ones.
Ooh.
All ones, hello. Are you here?
Hello there.
Hello, doctor. It's been quite a long time. I talked to y'all.
There she
is. Hey.
It has been a while. It got to the point where for a while there when we saw all ones, we assumed it was you. But then it's been a big absence. So
glad to have you aboard.
Always welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're doing great and doing the show and sounding happy and having fun and helping people. Thank you for your honesty. You're just great to have a good time.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. Life is short. You got to laugh.
Yes, Yes, thank you for the advice. I will take that like right now. I will laugh more. Actually, I'm glad you said that because I need more laughter in my life. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, he knows it.
All right. I didn't mean to yell. Sorry, go ahead.
Tell us, Melissa, what's on your mind this evening?
Yes, so I just... Yes. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
You have the floor.
So a quick question. You know, like, we have family members sometimes that we come and go. Mm-hmm. They you don't talk to them for a year, 2 months, a week. You know, that
sure.
Best friend for... Sure. Yep. Who went out of the country? I didn't talk to my best friend for 8 months, so they got back. So you know, people do that. I don't hold anything. I look at it more as a friendship, or like a family friendship. So yeah, I went to some tournaments, pretty bad, and it's been 2 weeks that it slowed down. So I like to see if I still continue to have my friend.
Okay. All right.
You just my friend.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, and you know, it was really good how she opened that up.
I like
family
that.
Members, they come and go sometimes. That is true, especially if you have a wide field of friends or a big family. Sometimes you don't talk to them for a long time. Doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, a lot of times you can pick right up where you left off.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't mean there's a problem, but sometimes you have those family members or friends that you always have talked to. And all of a sudden there's silence. Well, that's a different story then, you know, so it all depends. That's a good point. Wow, look at that. That was like a whole bunch of spades and black cards, which means nothing.
I'm going to tell her about it. It's that woman that's around that other guy.
But I'm just saying in the order, I was like, look at that.
Interesting, isn't it, how they fall?
Yeah, and I play other card games, so that
that's
why I notice stuff like that. And it's like, you know what, that really doesn't mean spot here.
Okay. Yeah, you still got this friendship. This will be a long time relationship between the two of you that is like or a family and like a strong friendship. Definitely. People do come and go, but this seems like one that can just keep going on regardless of how much time passes. And Melissa, you know, we've always talked about that woman that's in your cards. You know,
yes.
The one. Yeah. Well, I want to bring her up only because she's front and center here. And, ooh, she is madder than a, I don't know what, a horn dog? No.
Well, that could be a madder.
say it.
I don't know that it should be horn dog.
No, not horn dog.
Madder than a badger, madder than a rabid skunk. You can make up all sorts of crazy.
So what happened?
Well, she's mad at you. So you just stay clear of that woman because, remember, we've discussed she's trouble. She is wanting up to release that man, even though she's got nothing for a hold on him except that they share a business. So just be careful and wary of her. Remember, don't open the door. If you see her there, don't take her phone calls. She's just looking for trouble.
I have a quick question. He has always put her to the side. She has never interfered. Only one time. If she is spiritual and she claims all that she claims, then she's a phony. Because with me, I did pay him, and he's plus my friend. So I need clarification, like. Unless they have problems, I think there's a court coming up with her.
Well, the thing is, they're getting closer to the finish line where he's going to break free. I mean, this is almost like a guy that's got to tunnel out of prison, all right, to get away from her. I say he should just say, here, you want it? Take it. It's all yours.
Yeah.
Now go away and leave me alone. But
he's...
No, but he's put too much of himself.
It's easier for us folks that are on the outside to say that. And I say it too.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people have there's a lot of like what they call time investment, blood, sweat, and tear investment. And then principle. They get up on that principle.
Absolutely.
Like, you are not taking shit away from me type of attitude.
So I'm not seeing her coming to harm you. I think she just wants to really stir that pot, okay?
Yep, yes,
and
indeed.
And if she can get you to go away, she's got no more interference.
What's the internet term for that? Trolling.
Is it?
Stirring the pot on the internet is trolling.
Oh, okay.
Where they just type stuff to make people mad.
I have a quick question about the doctors. When can I hear from him? Because I haven't talked to him for 6 weeks.
That'll be the last one.
I think it'll be a while more yet. All right, because this one is she is causing a lot of upset for him, you know, business-wise, et cetera. You know, I often wonder if they fudged on some taxes. And that is what she holds over his head. So, just saying, there's something there. Something there that she...
No.
I need to tell you something.
Yes, go ahead.
She has something on y'all that she did. I think you communicated with her before.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that. And I remember her name, and we're not going to speak it now. Okay,
no,
because...
Yeah, she has done something.
We don't want to put any energy into that.
Whatever she has found, she can stick it in her mouth and choke on it.
Well, I don't want that kind of energy out either.
AI? Nothing wrong with that kind of energy.
Miss Beautiful Doctors, I don't want that to be happening to y'all. So I need a court coming up. Is there a way that it is going to happen? Be investigated.
Well, that would not surprise me. You know, and it's true for all of us. A lot of times karma takes her time and her time. I think I've always felt karma is female. And, boy, she knows how to, you know, the old saying, serve up a dish of revenge is best served cold.
It is indeed. And now I will play
that. Yeah, you're sure.
We got to move on real quick. Your Archangel Michael Oracle card is get your power back. You have forgotten who you are. You are a child of the divine.
Yeah.
So take back your power.
That doesn't mean you have to go beat her up or anything.
It does not mean that at all. It doesn't mean that at all. Yes.
You know, metaphysically.
Yep. Maybe just how you perceive yourself.
Yeah, get back your power.
Don't be trying
to be. Beautiful people.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
If she comes to my state or my area, I know the PD. I'm gonna have it like she's taken care of. She also says something about y'all. Yes. Not to worry.
Okay. Well, all right.
Well, you know, we personally don't care what anybody says about us. She keeps saying she says something about us all.
We don't care. We're all fine with that.
We don't care. Sticks and stones, blah blah blah, whatever. But anyway, good luck. I'm glad we hear. Don't be a stranger. It's good to hear from you.
Love hearing from you.
Yeah. I used to automatically think that when I saw that all ones on the phone line that it was Melissa, but it's been so long I wasn't sure. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You have yourself a good night. The show's winding down, and we're going to try. We're going to try. Thank you, Melissa. And we're going to try to move on to the last caller of the show, possibly 347. We're going to try 347 again. Are you here with us? We thought maybe they had wandered away.
Yes, they did.
Well, apparently, maybe they put the phone on mute and fell asleep, and I would... Whoop, hello?
Hello.
Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name? All righty then. Well, you know what? I'm on hold, laying down, put the phone on mute, and I could see falling asleep. I could do that. Absolutely could do that, especially after work, you know. Depends on where you live. All right, we are down to, we got 8 minutes. And I don't think we got to another caller, and I don't think we can pull off a Facebooker.
Maybe Nicole has something for us. An email?
Yeah. And Nicole says they probably don't know we're talking about it, but we've... All we can do is say their area code. Yeah, I said 347. I don't know if we can... Should we call them names? I don't know. Hey, Batman! 347, Batman. Is it Batman there? Is it... What was that? The Smokey and the Bandit? What was his name? Batman and there was Snowman. Wasn't it the guy, the trucker? Oh, come on, Deb.
Beyond me.
Eastbound and down.
Eastbound and Down.
Jerry Reed, he was a cool dude. I think he's not with us, right? If I remember right. All right, we have silence, and we have 7 minutes. Those things are not good. All right, I think we have caught up on all the international folks, and we have several of them. Oh, here we go. You ready? Let's do this.
What do we got?
We got 5 minutes to do an email reading.
All righty.
Sherry, who's in New York, is looking for a soulmate. There you go. Remember, you have no background, so you got to just rock.
We're just going to roll right ahead with
you. You got 5 minutes. You don't really have time to... Plus, she's not here to question anyway. It's an email reading.
You know, sometimes it might not hurt to end the show with some quickies where we would just do a few like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you.
Some of the evangelists, I remember years ago when they would end their shows, they would say things like, there's somebody here that needs to know that Ricky is doing all right.
Yeah. And I do remember that, actually. I remember some sports shows that they go beep, somebody pick a card and say, there'd be a subtitle. The guy would say one thing to it. It'd be like, Aaron Rodgers, he's never going to retire. They would just keep doing that, like the last 15 seconds of the show.
Were they right?
No, it was just it's opinion. It's one of those sports shows where they just give opinion.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Is she going to get a soulmate? And coming soon.
Is it the soulmate? Now, remember all the different terminologies there. Think it's the one
she wants?
There's
many soulmates.
Right, but you think it's the one you know that she wants.
I think this is one that's going to actually inspire her to achieve great happiness. So that could be a love match. Okay.
That's what she wants.
Coming wearing a uniform. All right. This could be law enforcement, military. What other uniforms we got?
Oh, you got exterminators.
Yes.
Don't laugh.
Yeah.
You got repair people that work for repair folks. You got security guards. I mean, everybody has a uniform. People that work in department stores or grocery stores have a uniform.
That's true. But this looks more official.
I think she's thinking more some kind of uniform with a little bit of authority attached to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Prison guard.
Authoritative. Let me do my English. Authoritative. Right?
Yes, very much so.
What are you doing?
I spilled some coffee on myself. Do you mind?
But you spilled coffee on a black shirt. I think it's going to be okay.
I think it will, too.
It's not a white shirt. Just let
you
know.
Anyway, I think this is going to be just the match for her. She's going to love it, and he is going to see her as the answer to his prayers.
Mm. So that would be the total soulmate thing.
It would.
It would be the happiness and joy
and
that there is.
Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes a prediction from the cards can be that simple. And sometimes you think, where am I going to meet a guy in uniform? And the next thing you know, what are you looking at? A security guard in the grocery store.
Just to let you folks know that your average prisoner also wears a uniform, too.
You are choking me up here.
Yeah, I wanted to throw that out there. That's why we clarified. She meant a uniform that somebody is in a profession that has some authority attached to it.
Right.
Right.
Well, if he's a gang member, he could be the
They don't wear uniforms. They just wear a couple little color things.
Oh, okay.
They all can look different, but they kind of have the color thing going on.
Gosh, you guys have been
wonderful
tonight.
Colors.
We've had a great time with all of you.
True that.
And sadly, I think we have to go, don't we?
We are a little over 2 minutes away from having to say goodbye, but we got 2+ minutes. So
yes.
We can't do a reading, but we can chat.
Yeah.
That's cool. It was really cool. We had how many? Was it three?
There were
three new callers on News
for
the Soul.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was pretty cool. Because a lot of times, because Nicole's operation is, she has a lot of followers.
That's what we're going to talk about. If those of you that come to our show, listen to our show, if you have never visited and browsed on newsforthesoul.com, you got to do this. There is something there, at least one something.
All you got to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, and they're on the main page.
There's something there for everybody, and some of them are pretty big names in the business.
They got a big schedule, so you want to give yourself a few minutes to look through their schedule.
Plus, shows are archived. There's just a lot of opportunity for information.
Yeah, you got to give yourself some time. There's a lot of stuff going on. She has a lot of content. It's good content.
Oh,
a lot of shows. You can look at the schedules and see the upcoming schedules and all that stuff. Yes. Yes, indeed.
So definitely give that a look-see. Yes. And I think that's going to take us.
Well, we got about a minute and some change.
Let's all remember the families of our military. I don't care if you're not in a place where it's a Memorial Day. Let's all just remember there are many, many families in this world that have lost sons and daughters and fathers and mothers.
And they will continue to do so.
Grandparents in the fight for freedom and equality.
Yes, it is.
You
it
know?
Really is. I mean, you get the, thank God it's getting, well, people don't believe so when they lose loved ones. It's less and less than it was during, we had World War One and World War Two, like within about a generation and a half.
Yeah.
That was pretty
yeah.
bad. That was pretty rough.
You want to see the price of freedom?
Pretty
go
rough.
To a military cemetery. Those of you in the United States, if you ever get a chance, get over to Arlington National. That's where my Daryl is buried.
If you have like a long time, because it's giant.
Daryl and I used to always go on Memorial Day and walk Arlington.
Little moment, though.
Okay. And you know, he always said, Deb, something happens to me, I want to be here with my boys. And he's there, and they gave him a beautiful, wasn't that some 20-gun salute?
No, it wasn't that big.
Oh.
Don't get out. No.
It was close.
It was a lot.
It was beautiful.
It was nice.
So anyway, to you all, please have a wonderful and safe week. We'll be looking for you next Monday.
Yes. We shall see you. We're saying goodbye to our Blog Talk followers that we love very much.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Take care, and thanks so much, Nicole. Bye-bye, everybody.
Back now, you hear?
There it is.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.